around Australia on the Triple M network. This is The Night Shift with Luke Burner. The Night Shift.
Anthony Albanese, good morning and welcome to The Night Shift around Australia on the Triple M network.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
The vaccination rollout. Is it a stuff up or is it a huge stuff up?
It will be hard to exaggerate how big these errors have been. I think they've been compounded by the government's own rhetoric and the gap between rhetoric and actual reality. We were told that we're at the front of the queue. The truth is, we weren't. Other countries were doing deals in March and April of last year. We didn't really start till September, and we didn't do enough deals. We put all our eggs in the AstraZeneca basket, and the chickens have come home to roost.
Well, I mean, the experts said Pfizer was better, more effective. But can I just ask, why couldn't we develop a vaccination here at the best laboratories in the world, CSL?
Yeah, well, there was an attempt to do that, and that wasn't successful. It didn't proceed, but we should have had not just additional Pfizer vaccines available, but we should have done deals with Moderna, perhaps with Johnson & Johnson. There's some issues there as well. But one of the things that's happened in the UK, for example, is that when they told essentially the younger people not to have AstraZeneca, Moderna was there just to step in. And that's just not possible here. So you, of course, had all sorts of promises made. We were told we're at the front of the queue and we weren't. We were told there'd be 4 million people vaccinated by March, and the real figure ended up being 1 million. And we were told, of course, that everyone would be vaccinated by October. And then we were told you'd get one shot by October. And it just didn't work out.
But is it really, is it all the federal government's fault, though? I mean, the Prime Minister wasn't to know that the blood clotting issue would come up, and the Prime Minister wasn't to know that the EU would pull back on a lot of these vaccinations. Is it easy to pile on and kick heads here?
No, well, the Prime Minister did know that he should have had 5 or 6 deals, and
right,
because that was international best practice. And he should have known. If you go back and have a look at the comments that he made at the time, he was saying, "Oh, we're being very conservative here. We're not talking ourselves up." But it is something that characterises Scott Morrison, I think, is a capacity to go out there and tell everyone how well everything's going, and without actually looking at the results. And the gap that's there between what's promised and what's delivered is, in this case, enormous. And this was the most important job that the government had this year. And now they've had to put their hand up, having said we won't have targets, and we've given up essentially on setting timetables. They've had to go to the states and say, please help us out here. And remember the three things that the federal government have been responsible for. One, that app that you've probably forgotten about.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
how relevant
yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
That no one's
the
used.
The COVID tracing app, it was a dud.
We were all told that we had to download it. Well, thank goodness the states got their act together and worked out apps and tracing apps that have been effective. The second was aged care, where the government funds it, regulates it, is in charge of it. And we saw some real problems there. That's where the majority of deaths during 2020 came from. And then the rollout of the vaccine.
My local GP, Dr. Phil Norrie, he was just telling us how frustrated he was, because at first he got 100 syringes, but he didn't get any needles or vaccination. Then he got the vaccination, but he still didn't have syringes, so he was using his own syringes. Then his needles ran out. His supplier says, I can't give you a guarantee when you'll get your needles. And he's got patients who are in the 1B and the 1A, who are entitled to their vaccinations, and they're saying, what's going on? He says, I don't know the answer. Anyway, it is very frustrating. Do you think maybe the state should have been in charge of this from the start?
Well, my GP's exactly the same. I live in Marrickville, as you know, I think. In Sydney, it's a very Greek part of Sydney, and people heard that they had to go and get their vaccine, so they were queuing up outside the surgery, and there was nothing to give them, and they're very confused about it all, and it's been really just a debacle.
All right, I'm talking with Anthony Albanese, the leader of the opposition. The travel bubble lifted with New Zealand yesterday, to much joy and yipping. When do you reckon we'll be opening our international borders?
It depends upon the vaccine, frankly. And that's the reason why it is important we get vaccinated, because getting the health outcomes right is the precondition for then getting the economy opened up. And it's as simple as that. If you don't have the health concerns looked after, you won't be able to open up the economy. Other countries won't accept people coming, I'm sure, who aren't vaccinated. So we do have to get it right. We are great travellers, Australians. It's been, I think, last year would have been the first year for a very long while that I haven't travelled outside our national borders, probably since I was in my early 20s.
Yeah, we had a trip booked in March last year, and we still haven't had our airfares returned from Garuda. We've probably kissed them goodbye. Albo, can we take a quick break? I want to come back and talk to you about the Royal Commission into Veterans and Veteran Suicides. It's a really important topic, especially with the work we've been doing with Wounded Heroes this week and the lead up to Anzac Day. It's a really important issue. Can we take a break and come back?
Absolutely.